Hi, this is Ben Paul, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
I like it this way. I like it. I like it this way. Yeah, I like it. I like it this way. Oh, what kind of man is this? It sets my soul on fire. What kind of man is this that almost drives me wild? He got the kind of love you can't describe. Every time I'm with him, I realize a good things come to those that wait. Hey, Daddy, don't make me late. What kind of man is this that make my dream come true? What kind of man is this that make me say I do? Anytime, I don't care. It makes no difference if my baby is there. If I'm wrong, it's my mistake. Don't make me late. I like it. I like it this way. I like it. I like it this way. Yeah, I like it. I like it this way. Hey, hey. I like it this way. Yeah, I like it. I like it this way. What kind of man is this that keeps me on the ball? What kind of man is this? He answers every time I call. Anytime, I don't care. It makes no difference if my baby is bad. If I'm wrong, it's my mistake. Hey, I like it this way. I like it this way. Yeah, I like it. I like it this way. I like it this way.
I like it. Fine new album just been released called Harmonica Blues, comes from Bob Coratore and Friends, and the Friends, the list includes Little Milton, Robert Lockwood Jr., Pinetop Perkins, Honey Boy Edwards, Henry Gray, it just goes on and on, Bob Margolin, and there you heard Coco Taylor, the late Coco Taylor, first track on the album. It's a compilation really of Bob's work over the last 40 years as a harmonica player around Chicago, and it really is rather fine. Just received this week, it's been a fabulous week for new releases. So many of them have come to the home of the blues, and lots of girls too. If you look back at the playlists of the last couple of weeks, you will see that it's been mostly boys or men. Well, we change it this week. We go very much more female. We've also got a live guest too, Ben Poole. And that's it. It's Talk Radio Europe. It's Skybird Radio. And it's a podcast across the world. I've taken the pop filter off the microphone just so I can get a clearer view of the screens. And it's making a slight difference. It's almost like... I won't say it. Okay, let's move on with William Clark, the new album Double Dealing, and this is a track which is called It Must Have Been Jelly, because jam don't shake like that.
Baby, cause jam don't shake like that. Well, it must be jelly, baby, cause jam don't shake like that. Well, I love my baby, cause darling's so big and fat. Put my arms around you, baby, let me know I'm in love with you. Put my arms around you, baby, let me know I'm in love. Well, jelly jam is gonna make it all right with you.
new release came out about a month and a half ago called Double Dealing from a gentleman who died about 14 years ago, William Clark, his new sort of compilation CD. I looked through his CD biography or CDography, which you want to call it really, to see if that actually been released before. It hadn't. I think it's a compilation therefore, but William Clark and Must Have Been Jelly. It's The Raven and the Blues, another new release, and this time from a band who are thankfully all living. It's a single called Through the Valley, and it comes from Bottleneck John, Eric Gebhardt, otherwise Eric the Red, Andres Roots of Bullfrog Brown, Yantso Jokalin, and Raoul Terup. They're releasing a single about every month these days. I think there's some plan to be in the Estonian Hit Parade all the time, but anyway, here they are with their new single, and Through the Valley. The instrument at the very end there. Short but perfectly formed. That's Andres Roots, Bottleneck John, Eric Gebhardt, Yantso Rock Jock. We should have a name for the band, shouldn't we? The Estonian... never mind. Anyway, that's their new single called Through the Valley, which you can find at all the usual places online, and the link on, of course, the Raven and the Blues page. And, of course, I think it's also available on iTunes as well, the Raven and the Blues. All of a sudden, having had a quiet month or so up to the summer period, the sessions are now building up in speed. Here's somebody making their debut on the show right now, but also coming to do a session in about a month or so's time. We haven't set the date totally yet. His new album is called Since Then. His name is Simon McBride, and here he is with Be My Baby.
Yeah, I just can't break the day. I think I'll spend it. Just got paid today. Not one penny I shall give to you. No, I won't.
Tana Cara Fergus near Belfast hit the age of 15. He actually entered and then won the Young Guitarist of the Year competition. And that's his second album. His first one came out a couple of years ago called Rich Man Falling. And this is his brand new one, just been released, all originals, and Simon McBride. Influenced, as you can probably hear there, by people like Jimi Hendrix and Jeff Beck, as also was on a live guest this week. Ben Poole was influenced by those as well. You'll be hearing about Ben in a few minutes' time. But that's Simon's new album, and he's going to be coming to the Houseboat to do a session. We're not quite sure when, but we're setting it up right now, and so we're looking forward to seeing him and coming to the show. Why I didn't play any tracks from his last album, Rich Man Falling, I've got no idea. I suspect it never arrived here at the studio and therefore never got kind of played. Okay, there's one person coming to do a session, and here's somebody else. Again, the link between our live guest this week, Ben Poole, is quite strong, as Ben plays in Danny's band. Here's Danny Wild, her brand new CD, just been released, or about to be released. It's called Shine, produced by the fabulous Mike Vernon, who's come out of retirement to produce both her and Ollie Brown, and here she is with the first track off the album, Red-Blooded Woman.
Gonna tell you like it is, gonna lay it down straight. Give me a fever that no woman can take. I ain't got no hidden agenda, no. Tell you what I'm gonna do, boy, 'cause I'm a red-blooded woman. Ooh, and honey, I'm a coming after you, yeah. Don't try to deny me, I know you're just a tease. You won't stop until I'm down and begging on my knees, but I see right through you, baby. That's what I'm gonna do, baby. Thank you. let me tell you what you need. You need a woman who will keep you satisfied, gonna love you so naughty you'll never have felt so alive as you. You're just a man, baby, sweet loving red-blooded man. Now, ooh, won't you put me through?
And if you thought that's rather fine, you'll love the album. It's called Shine. It comes out on the 20th of September, so it's not fully released yet, but I think it's available on iTunes already. Danny Wilde, produced by Mike Vernon, Pete Wingfield on keyboards throughout. Ben Poole also plays guitar, as does Laura Chavez, part of Candy Cane's band. And literally a list of some really great and good who are in there too. Most of the tracks on the album, I think 9 of the tracks are written by Danny herself. So a combination of the voices got stronger and better, her writing's got better and better, her guitar playing has improved staggeringly too. There's nothing else not to like, really. And she's going to be a guest on the show again sometime in the next month or two. Danny Wilde, her new album Shine, and that's Red Blooded Woman. Let's stay with the girls, let's stay with new albums, let's stay with Roof Records. Voracious Love is the new CD from Aya Littinen, and here she is with a track called Bird.
Maybe it'll be a shelter.
blues with a rock tinge, Eyre Litanen. Voracious Love is the album, just been released, actually no, not even released yet, coming out 18th of October, ages away. And there's a track called Bird. When she was a guest on the show about 9 months ago, I actually said to her that I thought her writing was getting a bit darker and had she been kind of crossed in love, and she sort of looked at me and didn't say very much, but implied that that might be the case. And this new album is basically love songs or songs about love, not always working properly, moments of deep blues and all that kind of stuff too, but it's a good album. Eyre Litanen, Voracious Love, and I think there's mutterings that she might be a guest as well later on this year when she comes to do a UK tour. I think that's going to be around about November time. Okay, time for this week's live guest, and welcome to Ben Poole.
Last night, too tired to wait. I had a chill this morning, too tired to shake. Got a good poker hand, too tired to win. Can hear my baby calling, too tired to let her win. And I'm tired. Yeah, 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 I'm tired. Too tired now, baby. Too tired for anything. Too tired to walk. Tired to run, hear my baby calling. I'm too tired, too tired, too tired. Yeah, 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 I'm tired. Too tired now, baby. Too tired for anything. Prosperity, tired of luck, sitting on a pin, but I couldn't give up. I'm tired, yeah, 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 I'm tired. Too tired now, baby, too tired for anything.
The Raven and the Blues, Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain, Sky Mode Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course the podcast across the world. They say that as you get older, the policemen look younger. And I must admit, most of the sessions we've done here on the boat tend to have been people of my own age, in a way. What's been really great this last couple of years is all of a sudden a new breed are coming through who are much, much younger than the previous guys. And it's good, therefore, to welcome Ben Poole to The Raven and the Blues. Good to see you, Ben.
Yeah, good to be here. Really good to be here.
You started inspired by a Jimi Hendrix track, I guess. Was that right?
Yeah, it was. I've actually got it right here on my arm. Is that important to me?
All right.
So I heard Voodoo Child when I was about, I think I was about 13 years old. And I've been playing guitar a little bit up until then, from the age of about 9, just playing sort of classical guitar and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. It was when I heard that track that I decided to...
Was that your parents' collection, or I mean, how did it come about? Did you hear it on the radio?
It was a guitar teacher, actually.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, I got a new guitar teacher around that point. Before, I'd had a teacher who was sort of teaching me stuff like she'll be coming around the mountain and all that sort of thing. So you can understand why. Yes. I wouldn't have been too keen on guitar at that point.
Yeah.
With this new teacher, his name was Andy Larmouth, and he's from Luton. Mm-hmm. And I started learning things like Jimi Hendrix and Gary Moore, Guns N' Roses, you know, just like cool guitar music.
I mean, that's a big leap, though, isn't it, from coming around the mountain anyway?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably what I liked about it. It's just like, you know, you're hearing something like Voodoo Child, and even now you listen to it, Hendrix is playing, you're just like blown away by it. Yeah. Just so innovative with what he did with the instrument, and just some crazy stuff there.
So you worked your way through until you got to university time and then down to Brighton for a music degree?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Came down when I was about 18 and did 3 years at the Brighton Institute of Modern Music.
A good place to choose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brighton's great. I love Brighton. That's why I stayed down here after I finished the degree and mm-hmm. been down here for 5-6 years now. Just a really musically vibrant city and really culturally diverse. And loads of musicians to pull from. I swear I met Danny Wilde, so yeah. I started been playing with her for obviously a few years. Mm-hmm. And where I met all the guys in my band. Just so many contacts, so many players. Yeah.
But having heard Hendrix, you didn't have... I mean, Hendrix was sort of rock with strong blues undertones.
Yeah.
But having heard Hendrix, you didn't have to go down a blues route. So what took you down into the more blues side of rock?
I think just... after hearing someone like Hendrix and then wanting to know who inspired him mm-hmm. and, you know, you end up right. with guys like Buddy Guy and yes. people like that. And
usual thing, you go backwards in time.
Exactly, yes, exactly. Yeah. And then you end up back at, you know, Robert Johnson and Son mm-hmm. House and all that sort of thing. You know, the proper Mississippi Delta blues. Mm. And, yeah, just... obviously, that stuff's kind of hard to listen to sometimes. Like, you put a Robert Johnson record on, it's you got to be in the right mood for that sort of thing. But I just love all of it. Just knowing the amount of players that have been inspired by that mm. that sort of music. I mean, so much stuff has come from those guys.
That's 26 tracks that he recorded all but yeah. back then. Yes.
Yeah.
The odd thing is that I've been around long enough to know that we've had lots of blues revivals. Started with sort of Mike Vernon in '68, and then it's come back every decade, just about, you know, the blues revival. But this time, it's a revival, but revival from people of your age, which is great news. It means you're bringing young audiences in, and it seems to be coming from the South as well, doesn't it? In a way.
I don't know. I just think it's really great that there's so many young people. I mean, I remember when I was getting into the blues when I was about 16, I felt like I was the only person who was really doing it. And then suddenly there's all these guys that are coming up and girls mm-hmm. That are suddenly doing so well. And it's really great. It does feel like the blues is coming back a lot more. Mm-hmm. You know, even like with Glastonbury, suddenly having a jazz and blues stage.
That's right.
You know, it's like that's one of the biggest festivals in the world. And suddenly you've got a blues stage. You know, it's a really great thing.
Which, from what I can gather, it went extremely well this year, so they're going to do it again next year, I guess, without a doubt. Yes.
Yep.
Now, in your case, you've got the band, so you've formed the band, and also you're more than happy to go out and work with people like Danny as well as a member of her band. So is it kind of a split personality, in a sense, that sometimes you're the leader and other times you're taking the orders kind of stuff?
Yeah, it is like that. But I love doing both of them, you know, it's great. I love playing with Danny because she's kind of a step ahead of where I am at the moment with the record deal and all of that sort of stuff. And it's great to get to tour all over Europe with her. And, you know, we're doing another big European tour in October, going to Holland and Germany, Luxembourg, Switzerland. Mm. And it's great to get to do all that stuff. But then it's also my real passion is doing my music with my boys, you know.
Yes.
My three-piece, a bit more rocky mm-hmm. than what I do with her. And, you know... let off the leash a little bit and, you know, I get to step out front and rock out and, you know, I get to sing as well. So, yeah, it's cool.
We'll talk about Danny and other types of music and your recording as well and your new EP after this next song. What are you going to do for us next?
I'll do the title track from the EP, actually. Everything I Want when I'm in tune.
Classy enough.
girls are short enough now to not hold back. She's giving me the eye. Baby, we've been more than friends tonight. Well, it's about time, alright. She's everything I want. She's everything I want. Gonna make her mine, oh mine. She's everything I want. Looks so fine now. She always walks so proud. She's just a friend, and I want her to be mine. She's everything I want. She's everything I want. Gonna make her mine, oh man. She's everything I want. Everything I want, she's everything I want. Gonna make her mine, oh mine. She's everything I want. Oh.
Ben Poole playing live on the Houseboat on the Thames and Everything I Want, title track of his latest EP. Now, if you're one of the 15,000 people who subscribe to the podcast, you don't need to be told. You'll get the full Ben Poole session automatically when it's released, probably about Sunday time. But also, if you go to the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B, you will see, again, by about Sunday time, you will see links to the video of Ben Poole playing as well. But the full session will be available round about Sunday. If you aren't a subscriber to the Raven and the Blues, why not? It's so easy. Just go online to raven.dj. Click on the link to subscribe. It'll come automatically to your iTunes folder, whatever you use for your music, every week, every time there's a new program, and of course every time there's a new session as well. And also a chance, if you have an iPod or an iPod Touch or an iPhone, you can actually, is that right, an iPad Touch and an iPhone, you can actually get the iPhone app, which actually gets the program automatically from me directly to you onto your iPhone. Okay, that's enough commercials. Off to Poland now, and somebody we featured for the first time a couple of years ago, Magda Piskorczyk. She was supposed to be doing a concert last year in September in Tarnobrzeg, called the Sator Blues Festival, together with a Swedish musician called Sliding Slim, who plays harmonica. And the idea was they would have a short duo together on stage for a couple of numbers. In other words, Magda would do a bit and Slim would do a bit, but basically they would have a duo for a couple of numbers. In the end, they met in the airport, got on so well, in the end they went on stage and for an hour they played together. So there's an album to commemorate this. It's called Live at Sator Blues. Magda Piskorczyk and Sliding Slim together, making their debut on the show, and also the first time they ever met, really. And here they are with the Eric Bibb number called Bragging.
To be in my company, man, who died loving, bright to be in my company. When we walking down the street, we would split a scene. I the girls complaining that the man's always digging. How the girls complaining that the man's always digging. When I'm turned by my baby, it sounds like I'm breaking. Well, well, that man tells me that he loves me 10 times a day. That's what my baby tells me all the time. Tells me that he loves me 10 times a day. When the night times comes around, that man makes me feel crazy.
Lovely stuff indeed. That's taken from the new album, which again you'll find links to on the Raven and Blues page, which is Magda and Sliding Slim live at Satyr Blues. Now Magda is on a tour at present around Poland, Germany and Czechoslovakia. She leaves this weekend and heads off. I'm not quite sure, I haven't got the full tour dates, and this time she's touring with somebody called Billy Gibson. Billy have played a few times together, and Billy is, as I say, on tour with Magda. And here is Billy Gibson from a couple of years ago with the album which was called Southern Living, and here he is with Booker T and the MG's original and Hip Hug Her. We'll be right back. Not the details in front of me, but I would guess it was a Steve Cropper and Donald Duck Dunn composition, but originally by Booker T and the MGs, performed there by Billy Gibson and taken from the album from a couple of years ago called Southern Living. He's on tour with Magda Piskorczyk across Poland, Czechoslovakia and Germany over the course of the next month, and that is called Hip Hug Her. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Some emails that have come in, I'd like to thank. Now, where do I thank? Byron Duell, first of all. Byron, thank you so much for your kind comments about the programme. And you have a Palm Pre mobile phone, and there's a thing for that which calls it's like an app called the Stitcher, and it puts it's like a podcast gatherer. You've made a recommendation to the people who actually have Stitcher, and so I've been added to their library. So thank you to Matty Stout as well, who's the content and community director for Stitcher, and they've added the Raven and the Blues to the library. So if you have a Palm Pre Stitcher, which I think is a free download, I better check, but anyway, if it's not free, I bet you it's pretty cheap too, and means you can get the show direct to your Palm Pre. Also, thank you to all the emails that have come in regarding the Sean Taylor competition. I will be drawing the winner in a week's time. If you haven't yet entered, it's pretty simple. Just tell me the album before the album Walk With Me. Tell me the name of the album before that, and you could perhaps win the Sean Taylor CD, the brand new one, Walk With Me, signed by him. Thanks also to there are many people, actually. I did a finger error last weekend, and therefore, for those people who don't actually subscribe to the podcast, but go to the website and click on the link, which is kind of the old-fashioned way of doing it. But if you want to do it that way, it's up to you, I guess. But I know Dave in Portugal and quite a few others made contact. I think Dave was the first, and I managed to then correct my finger error along the way. But anyway, you'll find all the information you need on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B. Email address is pretty simple. It's dave@raven.dj. Love to hear from you wherever you are in the world and however you listen to the programme, whether you subscribe to the podcast or listen on FM. Oh, there was something else about Spain, wasn't there? Where was this Spain thing? There was something else. No, come on, Raven, you can do it. No, I can't see it. No, it's gone. It'll have to be next week. Okay, that's almost it anyway. And don't forget, on the website, of course, you can also subscribe and to the podcast, buy the iPhone app and donate to the programme too. Let's close with somebody who, again, is going to be our guest pretty soon. Again, the date isn't yet fixed, but he's going to be coming here within the next month. His name is Mitch Laddie, and his album, which came out earlier on this year, is called This Time Around. We'll close the programme with him, but actually the voice you hear is not going to be his to start with, because let's go back to September, October last year, and the Grand Opera House in York, and on stage is Walter Trout.
Well, right now we're going to have a little bit of fun, and I'm going to get somebody up here with us. Mr. Mitch Laddie, come on.
Haven't said goodbye. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Come on, let's hear it for him.